You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Strike season seems to be heating up lately. Quite a number of workers on strike at several companies so far. You just look at Sibanye-Stillwater's ongoing protests at its gold operations. ArcelorMittal also announcing that its workers were on strike last week, as did York Timber. In fact, the unions representing public sector workers having indicated that a protest, a downing of tools over pay at the South African Revenue Service SARS could be in the pipeline, presumably if they don't get their way. But just to look at this year's strike season and what could be different compared to previous seasons, I'm joined by Chris Jacobs, the director of OIM International. Chris, thanks for joining. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Just what do you make of the current protests underway?
Well, Fifi, good evening, and thank you very much for the opportunity. Yeah. Now, it's very interesting because I think we need to draw a line in terms of the time periods. Up and until, let's say, February this year, things seemed to be going quite well. We had a couple of resolutions in some of your smaller to medium-sized organizations, which he did well. We had, for example, also on a different level, also the parliamentary agreement in terms of workers there as well. But then we sit with the current strikes like the Sibanye Gold one. We had the Clover strike, the NUMSA strike at ArcelorMittal. We sit with the 25th of May with SARS going out on a full strike. So one of the things which I see has happened is since, and everybody is referring to that, but the economic situation, not just in South Africa, but worldwide, has changed tremendously in the aftermath of the invasion of the Ukraine. So what we're currently sitting with is with a situation where more and more countries worldwide are moving into quite difficult inflationary situations. And that is a major thing in terms of changing the mindsets and the views that we have on both sides of the table and in the negotiations going forward. And that on the one hand doesn't heed well for us going forward in terms of the upcoming elections with regards to things such as the platinum industry, the public service, and what we are currently seeing is going to happen at SARS as well.
Mm. It sounds like in terms of SARS, I believe that the offer that they have tabled is a 0% increase. I stand to be corrected. But if that's the case, then that's not really going to fly in this environment where the cost of living in itself is flying.
Exactly. So I think if we want to be reasonable and try and see the views on both sides of the table, it is not just anymore a situation of your lower income groups having great difficulty in terms of the cost of living. And if we talk about the real cost of living on the one hand, what we are being told is that currently our inflation rate is around about 5.9%. But I believe that for anybody going shopping and trying to buy a certain of goods which you can buy previously, let's say as December last year, for example, and comparing that to the cost of goods now, there's a massive difference already. And it's not just your lower income groups. I believe, and I've seen and I've experienced that with your middle income groups, they are feeling just as much of the brunt in terms of this. Add to that interest rate hikes, especially, again, if we look at your middle income groups, people often are indebted for things such as housing, cars, et cetera, they are feeling it just as much as your lower income groups. So an interesting thing for me is if one looks at the negotiators around a table, going forward, and currently the situation, those who are negotiating on the side of the union and those who are negotiating on the side of management, I believe they find themselves in the same storm. Mm. They may be in different boats at this stage, but they find themselves in the same storm. So that is going to be an interesting thing when people meet up going forward for negotiations, whether it's in the platinum industry, whether it's a number of other companies which are going into negotiations very soon. Is I hope that that may lead to a better understanding of one another's positions. But on the other hand, what we can most probably also see is that they find themselves very much in a dire straits situation with regards to there's a very much a stark reality in terms of our economic situation currently, and there's no situation where there's any light in the tunnel in the short to medium term.
Sure. I agree with you. It is not costing me only 5.9% more in terms of my groceries than it did a year ago. It's costing me more than that. But then that means, does that mean, Chris, that you're saying that even companies that table inflation-related increases might have difficulty in unions getting to agree to an inflation-related increase in this environment, given that the price pressures that they are feeling are a lot more than the 5.9%? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely so. You see, very often the whole concept of cost of living is being used, being the inflation rate. And then very often companies would go for a specific wage increase with let's say, plus 2%. Mm. To cover that, I doubt, and it's not about taking sides here, but the fact of the matter is we all find ourselves in this storm. And as you quite rightly said, you're paying much more for that same basket of goods that you did end of last year. And that's a fact. That's what all South Africans feel. That's what they experience when they go for the very basics in terms of shopping. So, and that's why I'm saying is it's going to be very interesting because both sides of the table, in terms of the negotiating table, are experiencing this.
Sure.
I doubt whether we're going to get away with just inflationary rates increases. That was fine up till January this year. But our circumstances changed tremendously in the meantime.
Yeah, but with that said, companies also need to be mindful of raising their expense bill to a point that renders their operations unsustainable, because a lot of these increases are more than a year. A lot of these wage deals are for more than a year, right? You'll find most of them, it's a three-year wage deal that's concluded. And the outlook for the economy is still one that's pretty fragile. I mean, we've just had the Reserve Bank downgrading growth. We don't know how low it goes. And therefore, companies also would probably want to avoid a situation in which they find themselves unable to operate sustainably, because we all know when wages go up, they can't go down.
Yeah. So it's in a short space of time, we are in survival mode again. I mean, in the first and the second COVID wave, brought many companies to its knees. And again, we are in a similar situation for different reasons. And already, I think the general sympathy back then was we need to survive, we need to all get in there and keep the company going. I think that with the changing circumstances, that same sympathy of what we experienced during COVID may not be relevant anymore. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we may see just more adversarial negotiations than before. And I think also from management side as well as the side of the unions, they would be very reluctant to go into longer-term agreements. Typical three-year agreements, most probably at best we're going to see one-year agreements in most of these cases. Mm-hmm. Based on we have to keep the company going, things may just go even worse than that we are currently experiencing. And if we want to keep our doors open, we need to make certain compromises. So I think we also in for short-term agreements as well.
All right. Chris, thanks so much for your time. It does look like the middle ground is going to be a lot trickier to navigate this time around. It will really be interesting to see how everything unfolds. But we'll leave it there for now. Chris Jacobs, Director at OIM International.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.